Good morning. This news update's being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebwing Ace Hardware. As well as Bresky Siding Building Repair, call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servant. A medical emergency involving a six-month-old Harbor Beach infant named Riker Gebhardt was successfully averted last week after vigilant staff at the S&S Daycare in Bad Axe recognized his unusual symptoms. On Wednesday, November 26, daycare workers Kelly and Carrie noticed Riker was listless, lethargic, and noticeably pale and vomiting more than usual, despite having no fever. Father Nick Gebhardt was immediately notified and rushed Riker to a primary care physician who sent them to the emergency room. The emergency room initially diagnosed the infant with COVID-19 and sent him home. Riker's condition worsened, prompting a return to the hospital within 24 hours, where he was transferred to Covenant Medical Center in Saginaw, where he was correctly diagnosed with intussusception, a serious condition where the small intestine invades large intestine, cutting off blood supply. Due to the delay in diagnosis, Riker required extensive surgery on November 27th to remove a 15-centimeter section of his bowel and part of his colon. He's currently recovering and expected to make a complete recovery. The Junietta Township Board of Trustees approved making a list of road work they would like to see Tuscola County Road Commission do next year. The proposed work is for Fairview Road from M46 to 1/4 mile north to have that section of road receive double chip and sealed treatments. The plan is to have 2,000 tons of limestone put down on Higgins Road from M46 to 1 mile north. Another road project township would like to have done is doing a double chip and seal treatment for a 2-mile stretch east of Single Road. And during the meeting, a financial report was given that explained there was a total of $1,379 deposited, and the general fund balance is $656,684. The road fund balance is $531,567, and the garbage fund has a balance of $69,505. With that done, the board made a list of some of the items they plan to address during the December meeting. And the Human Development Commission offices in the Thumb are hosting a holiday giving tree program to help children and senior citizens. The agency is looking to help those who are in the facility caregiver program or in one of the agency's senior programs. A qualified HDC participant can call 1-800-843-6394 to be included in the holiday giving tree program. The same number can be dialed about dropping off unwrapped gifts. The deadline is December the 11th. Also, 800-843-6394 can be called for more information about adopting someone on the giving tree to help fill a need and to provide a Merry Christmas for someone. And we'll return right after this.
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom. It's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
And we have one obituary today. Laura Jean Wessels, age 58, of Bay City, formerly a Bad X, passed away Saturday, December the 6th. Laura was born October 24th, 1967, in Livonia. She is survived by her partner and caregiver, Matt Sanborn, her mother, Donna Wessels, her brother, Eric Wessels, and a celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be offered to the Thumb Animal Shelter or the discretion of the family in care of Donna Wessels. If you wish to offer your condolences to the Wessels family, please go to KaufmanFuneralHome.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
We're back with a look at more news. Congressional negotiators have unveiled a nearly 3,000-page National Defense Authorization Act that would authorize about $901 billion into U.S. national security spending for the coming year, including roughly $400 million in military aid for Ukraine, a 4% pay raise for active duty troops, and a repeal of two long-standing authorizations for the use of force in Iraq, while leaving out a proposed bipartisan housing measure that some lawmakers had hoped to attach. And Thailand has launched airstrikes against positions in neighboring Cambodia along a disputed stretch of their shared frontier after fighting flared early Monday, with Thai officials reporting at least one soldier killed and multiple troops wounded as both sides accuse each other of violating a fragile ceasefire. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware, as well as Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167.
We're here to talk about one of those topics that can be a little bit sensitive and sometimes misunderstood, the concept of hospice care.
At United Hospice Service of Aspire Rural Health System, it's something that we are proud to offer. We are serving patients and families in Sanilac, Tuscola, Huron, St. Clair, and Lapeer counties. When someone gets to that stage, whether we're taking care of our patients in their home or at our residence, we want to ensure that our patients and their families, that they're comfortable.
A lot of people think that hospice is like a week before you think someone's going to pass away.
And actually, it's not. Most of our patients generally are on our service line months in advance prior to that point. It's just pain control and ensuring they're comfortable, whether it's at your home or in our inpatient residence, which we have 6 beds located at Marlette Regional Hospital.
And sometimes it's an issue of safety. The hospice resident is an option that you can go into that is a safe environment.
It looks very homey, but still has the medical equipment that's needed by the practitioners in place. Volunteers are there daily. Our hospice residence is staffed 24/7 with nursing care. Generally, the services are funded from an individual's insurance. For those that do not have funds, we do have special funding sources. If you have questions about hospice, please call United Hospice Service of Aspire Rural Health System, 800-635-7490, or visit aspirerhs.org.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a very happy holiday season.